Hello and welcome to day 16 of 21 days of praying like Jesus. Today we are where we were yesterday in the Garden of Gethsemane with Jesus. So let's go ahead. Luke chapter 22, verse 41 and 42, it says, "And he, referring to Jesus, withdrew from them about a stone's throw and knelt down and prayed, saying, Father, if you are willing, remove this cup from me. Nevertheless, not my will, but yours be done." What we see here is that even though Jesus was God, he also took on the form of a man, which means he had those emotions that you and I have as well. He felt despair and he was overwhelmed in this moment, thinking about the fact that he was going to take on that next day all of the sins of the world. The wrath of God was going to be hurled upon him. That's that word cup that he uses there. The cup is referring to the cup of wrath, God's wrath against sin, that he was going to shed on a cross, that he was going to shed the blood on our behalf. And in that moment, he talked to the Father about taking that away, but saying, "Not my will, but yours be done." And in seeing this example, I think we have a great prayer trip for us today. Yesterday, right, we talked about that we need to pray for despair and against defeat in our lives. But well, today we also learn, this is our prayer tip for today, that we need to pray to fight the flesh. We need to pray to fight our own flesh. Now, Jesus, let me make this very clear. Jesus was not sinful like you and me. He did not have a sin nature that you and I have, okay? So he didn't have to fight the flesh in the sense of sin. But this is an example for you and I, because how oftentimes do we want our will be done, really, and not God's? How often do we want things so badly and we're not really open to maybe God has something different for us, and maybe something we don't want. And we've got to stop assuming what we want is what God wants, okay? God will always do what's best for his glory and our good. And I look back on my journey over last 37 years of walking with Jesus, and I could tell you, looking back, now, I am so thankful God didn't give me what I asked for when I was convinced I needed God to do that. And, you know, you reach a place of maturity in your life when you begin to see prayer that way, as a way not to get something, but really to become someone, for God to really work on the flesh and really begin to yield your will to his. And so that's my challenge today. In your time of prayer, see it as an opportunity to fight the flesh, so that we, like Jesus, can ultimately say, "Your will, not my will, be done." Let's pray. Father God, thank you for your word today. Thank you for the example that Jesus sets for us today. And help us fight our flesh. I know for me, I can be so prideful and so selfish. And I need in prayer, Lord, for you to humble me and for you to help me crucify that flesh and die to the flesh of the things that I want and to really yield fully to your will, no matter how hard something may be that you're asking me to do. And I ask that for those that are watching or listening to this as well. Help us say no to the flesh and yes to you as we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, challenging words today, but words to live by. Let us pray this week to fight off the flesh. We'll see you tomorrow.